This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Kiss 98.5, it's Jana and Nick. Maybe you've seen the Hallmark Channel and you've seen the Bill's Love Story movie, and that's all well and good, but we know that's only pretend. But, you know, sometimes it's not pretend, and that's where Logan and Farrah come into the mix. Good morning, Logan. Good morning, Farrah.
Good morning.
So you're both there, right? Do I have both of you guys
we're
right
both
now?
Here.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Good.
We're both
Hi,
here.
Farrah. Hi. All right. So I would imagine, Logan, it's probably your story to tell.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course. Of course it involves both of us. But yeah, there's a lot of behind the scenes that I don't even think she knows. Yeah, absolutely. It was everything we could have asked for. She's been a Bills fan for going on 8 years, so the snow game and the way that the game ended up going was just amazing.
First off, I need to point out you guys aren't from here. You're long distance Bills fans that came to the Bills game. Where's home for you guys?
That's right. We're about 3,000 miles, so we are west coast of Canada from British Columbia in the north. So we're about 10 hours drive from Seattle.
Wow. So how do you watch the Bills games on TV? Do you YouTube TV?
Yeah, it's quite the runaround. We got a couple different subscription services that we have just for the Bills.
Okay. All right. So she becomes a Bills fan 8 years ago. So now you guys are Bills fans and you would find yourself traveling to Buffalo. You didn't have connections to Buffalo? You would just come here for the games?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just for the game. It was her dream game. She wanted to go to one for a very long time. And she saw the Cincinnati Buffalo lineup, and she had to go.
Okay. And did you enjoy?
Well, our anniversary is tomorrow.
Your anniversary is tomorrow. So, okay, so you write to the Buffalo Bills, and you're like, hey, big Bills fans, and what did you want to do?
I mean... Really, anything, like I said, the reception from the community has been amazing. Buffalo has been amazing. Everybody's been super hospitable. It was all that we could have asked for. Honestly, really anything would have been amazing. Like I said, the team did reach out to us, and they were awesome. And like I said, anything like this has been absolutely amazing, and it's made her day all that much more special.
So you wanted to propose on the field at the Bills game. So when you got the yes, you can do this, how excited were you?
I was ecstatic. It was really hard. I was in a hotel with her for the last 3 days, trying to keep it hidden. And it was pretty difficult once I got the green light.
Mm-hmm. And so watching the game, I mean, the first half, you had to be like, wow, this isn't going to go well.
No, that was so scared. I needed Josh Allen so bad, you don't even understand. I was really nervous because her favorite song is Mr. Brightside, so that makes it, of course, all that much more. So the plan was to do it at the end of Mr. Brightside originally, and then we were down, and I talked to one of the security guards, and he said that they don't always play it when we're losing, so I started freaking out at that moment. And then it ended up working out because I just committed at the five-minute mark in the fourth quarter. And then right after the pick six, and things turned around, and the Bills came back, and it was amazing. And they still played our song at the end anyway, so we danced to Mr. Brightside in the song, or in the stand, sorry, and she had the ring at that point.
So, Logan, did you have any trouble getting through, you know, when you go through security, and you've got this, I assume, your ring in your pocket or somewhere safe, and you don't want to lose it. Were you super nervous about that whole process?
Yeah, that was my biggest part. So there's a lot of planning that went into that because we had three airports on the way here. So that was a whole other thing. I had to keep making excuses to use the washroom as we're going into security or shuffling her through first, or I had to check my bag. There was a bunch of different excuses. And then at the game alone, I had actually, I brought an accomplice. One of my friends from Toronto came down to Buffalo with me so that he could go through security separate. And so he went through, and he carried the ring through, and then we met up after the fact in the washroom, and he gave it to me. So there's quite a bit of planning that went into keeping it hidden through securities.
With all the guys in the bathroom, it had to be funny that you were doing a ring handoff in there.
It was. It was quite funny. It was really busy at that time. There's probably 70 people or more in the bathroom.
Did and you hand off near the trough? Ended up... Yeah. Were you near the trough, I think, is the question, Logan.
So it was awesome. The people of Buffalo were amazing. Somebody ended up seeing the ring, so then he made a big deal, and the whole washroom full of people, full of grown men, were cheering for me and giving me high fives.
Aww. That's so cute.
Awesome.
So
did you enjoy the restroom?
What did you think of, I know, right? What did you think of the tailgating in Buffalo? Isn't it insane?
It is like nothing I've ever experienced before. That was the biggest reason why we wanted to come to this one at 1 o'clock specifically, so we could kind of spend the day tailgating. And once again, like, I cannot speak high, especially as a Canadian, being nice is kind of our thing. And I cannot speak highly enough about the people of Buffalo. Super, super hospitable. Everybody was so nice. I'm sure everybody would give you a shirt off their back. We had amazing food. We had some good drinks. We met some friends. I took home lots of phone numbers. I got lots of photos. And, the tailgate experience was definitely one of a kind, and we will absolutely be back for it.
Well, love Logan, can you pass the phone to, hopefully, your fiancée, because I still don't know if she said
absolutely.
Yes, but
she did
talk to Farrah.
Yes, so here's my fiancée.
Oh. Hi.
Farrah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What was it like?
I actually, I feel like I blacked out for a second. I had no words. It was everything I wanted and more. I can't say that's every girl's dream proposal, but everything he did and every last minute later, every planning he did was just perfect. And I could not be more happy.
We're on the phone with Farrah. Farrah and Logan traveled all the way from, where are you guys from again? All the way on the West Coast, where?
So we're from Prince George, British Columbia.
Okay.
Prince George, about 4,000 miles.
Wait, is that the place that has the really crazy high and low tides?
No, close. So we're about, if people know where Vancouver is, we're about 9 hours from Vancouver.
Wow. And you picked Buffalo and the Buffalo Bills to have it be your NFL team. I love that about you, Farrah.
Yeah, it was just the team. It was the whole culture of the Bills Mafia that drew me to it. It was just, it's like a family where everyone is just so connected, and the passion from the people, because I didn't know a lot about football when I started watching. And I felt that the Bills were just the best team to watch. It was the easiest, and the people just made it enjoyable. They showed the love for the sport, and I couldn't pick any other team.
Yeah, you guys did pretty good. I'm going to give you like a 6-7 in how you behaved yesterday at the game, because this is the thing, Logan and Farrah. For this being a Bills game that you went to, I would expect your hoarse voices to be way hoarser. Like, I feel like we got you to scream. Are you struggling?
Yeah, didn't scream enough there, guy.
I feel like we need to get you back again and have you guys screaming a little bit louder, because I need a little bit more hoarse voice. So when you're saying,
definitely.
Yes,
I just had no words to speak. I didn't even remember saying yes. I literally just had my mouth open and just was nodding.
Right. So did you get to go down on the field when he proposed to you?
No, not right down on the field, but we got to go down to like the gate and take a picture right at the end zone there, and so that was pretty cool. Pretty close, yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
You had nice tickets. Like, I saw you were like 121, not far from the field. How was your process with buying tickets from Vancouver?
Process.
So it was, when we were buying them, we did not realize we were actually that close when we were purchasing them. And so we were looking on websites. We were looking forever trying to find tickets, because we were like, if we're going that far, we want good tickets.
Right, of course.
We wanted the whole experience, but we didn't realize they were quite as amazing as they were. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, we've never been to the field, so we didn't know, like, the setup or anything. And then when we got there and we just kept walking down the stairs further and further to our seats, we just, like, kept going. We were so in shock of how close we were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you guys should move to Buffalo. Why don't you live here?
We talked about it. We really did.
Well, you're welcome to be part of our community. We would love to have you. It is the city of good neighbors, and you would fit in beautifully in Western New York.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. We talked about it quite a bit, and we travel around the U.S. A reasonable amount, and this is by far and away the most homey we've ever felt. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, this talks about it absolutely.
I love it. You know, the only thing I will say is you guys have to come back in the nicer weather. Because it's a special place when it's nice outside. It's a little bit colder.
That's what we hear. Yeah. But keep in mind, this is pretty warm for us. So we already thought it was beautiful.
Okay. All right. Well, when you come back, let us know. We'd love to talk to you.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Okay. And Farrah, congratulations, our little bride-to-be. Look at you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, it's a Bills love story. Holiday touchdown.
Right.
Oh, the victory Monday.
It is a victory Monday. Good job, guys. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
With comprehensive reports on local schools you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Curious about where a school ranks in the state? Look no further. Percentage of teachers in their first or second year? We've got it. Lowest student-teacher ratio? No problem. The best cafeteria lunch in the district for your 9-year-old food blogger? Would it surprise you if we said yes? Homes.com.
Bing dong.
We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.